Hello.
Can I speak to Ray?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
My race?
Yep.
I'm African American.
All right, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50?
I'm canceled? Definitely voting.
Okay. Thank you. What's your age?
I'm 40.
All right. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means that you are
motivated.
Okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news about information about politics and candidates over the last year?
Very closely.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Would you say that you are a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Yeah, I'm a strong Democrat.
All right, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates? The COVID pandemic? Republicans?
The pandemic.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate your scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have your member of Congress focus on? Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Make college more affordable?
10.
Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected?
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
10.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
All right, thank you. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And would you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
All right, thank you. Now, I'll let you rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please also let me know. So
okay.
What do you think about PLAC, P-A-C?
I don't know who that is.
All right. What's your opinion about Donald Trump?
Not favorable.
No opinion, you said? I'm sorry?
Not favorable. I forgot what you said, the one for not favorable at all.
So from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Means, okay, thank you. What's your opinion about MAGA Republicans or MAGA Republicans?
Zero.
Thank you. Marianne Williamson from 2 to 10?
I don't know her.
All right. What about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
100.
And Tim Scott from 0 to 100?
Tim Scott? Yep. I don't know. I forgot. Is he a Democrat or Republican? So I don't know.
All right, no problem. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election of president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right. And if the election for president were held today and candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden? Okay. Now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, it's actually getting worse with all this rhetoric Donald Trump has got going on.
All right, thanks for sharing. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? Let me give you the options. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, books banned that threaten to erase our history, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime.
White supremacy.
Right. Would you let me read all of that, or would you keep that one?
I'll keep that one. That's okay. The major issue.
All right. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, have you recently seen or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
I'm sorry, that looks fair again.
No problem. So have you recently seen or heard anything about what President Joe Biden and his administration are doing? You can tell me yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or not at all.
I'm sorry. Say again one more time.
No problem. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? And you can answer yes, you have heard a lot,
yes,
or some, or a little, or nothing at all.
Yes.
You say a lot or some?
A lot.
All right. Now, and has what you have seen, heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
No.
Not at all? Not, I mean,
not at
are
all.
You favorable or less favorable?
I'm or favorable. Double.
Okay. Would you say much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable. Right. Oh, it's $3 for the limit.
I got you. Thank you. Now, I want to read you, some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. You can tell me very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important. So this is the first one. Invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities. How important is this for you?
So you're going to have to read that again. I'm sorry.
No problem. That's okay. So I will read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. You can tell me how important this is for you. For example, you can tell me very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important. So this is the first one. Invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities. So how important is this for you?
That's very important.
All right. Next one is, a third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African Americans, the most ever. How important is this for you?
It's important. Right. It needs to be impartial.
Okay. Now, ban shot holes and no-knock warrants for federal officers.
It's very important.
All right. Now, capped the price of insulin and at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid.
Very important.
All right. Invested $50 billion to stabilize the childcare industry and keep childcare centers open. All right. Thank you so much. We're moving on. We are 69%. That means that we're almost there. Thanks for your time again. Let me move on. So now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
All right, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason to vote. And a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number from 0 to 10. First one is, we are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms from extremists since the 60s. They have attacked reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history, by trying to ban books on slavery and even attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as the new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going to back to Jim Crow. So from 0 to 10, how convincing is this? 10 is very convincing. Okay, thank you. Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of old entitlement programs, ignoring that they spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and grandparents. From 0 to 10?
10.
All right. Thanks so much. Moving on. So sometimes over the course of survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may choose any number.
10.
All right. And what stood out you most from the arguments you just heard, the ones I shared before?
The first one.
The first one? Okay. Mm-hmm. That was the one related to we're facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms, right?
Right. Right. Okay.
So would you say probably the first one, all right. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. TV ads, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Mailers?
No.
Text messages?
Yes.
Radio ads?
Yes.
Phone call?
Yes.
All right. Social media, internet ads?
Yes.
Okay. Door knocks?
Yes.
Someone canvassing neighborhood?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Which is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
All right. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Say that again.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself to political issues to be very conservative, somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. Now, thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighborhoods or neighbors, I'm sorry, are white?
Oh, none of my neighbors are white.
All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
All right, thank you. And where one or you, I'm sorry, when were or one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
In the United States.
In the United States, okay. What about your parents? Were they born outside of the United States?
No, in the United States.
And what about you? Were you born
in the United States?
Okay. All right. Well, that actually concludes the survey. I really appreciate your time here, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.